the Clown. Though unusual in appearance, Clown has always been a source of laughter and joy for young people, for kids. From Ronald McDonald, you got Krusty the Clown from the Simpsons series. The Joker, who was always the enemy of Batman in the Batman films. Bozo the Clown. Clown has always had its place in our American society. Like I said, a source of joy for kids, doing tricks, you know, bringing a smile to all of our faces. Had some notable clowns in history. William Mills, known as Bill Irwin, American actor, clown, and comedian. Best known for his contribution to the renaissance of American circus during the 1970s. Also made a number of appearances in film and television. Emmett Lee Kelly, an American circus performer who created the memorable clown figure, Weary Willie, based on the hobos of the Depression era. Richard Bernard Red Skelton, American entertainer, best known for his national radio and television acts between 1937 and 1971, and as host of the television program The Red Skelton Show. Soupy Sales, an American comedian, actor, radio, TV personality, and host. Best known for his local and network children's television show, Lunch with Soupy Sales, and a series of comedy sketches, frequently ending with Sales receiving a pie in the face. I remember them, Soupy Sales. Where did this turn wrong? Where did it go dark? John Wayne Gacy Jr. was also known as the Killer Clown and was an American serial killer and rapist. He sexually assaulted and murdered at least 33 teenage boys and young men between 1972 and 1978 in Cook County, Illinois. September 1986, a horror novel by American author Stephen King called It. The story follows the exploits of seven children as they are terrorized by a being which exploits the fears and phobias of its victims in order to disguise itself while hunting its prey. It primarily appears in the form of a clown. Is this where we went wrong? A symbol of fun and laughter, joy for children, turned dark. Is this it? Since South Carolina, there's been a number of creepy clown sightings and assaults, incidents in 2016. And we'll go over some of those. When did this lamb turn into this menacing wolf and predator? Whose idea was it to taint this image? This American, gut-busting, entertaining image and use it for terror and evil? Is there a bigger picture here? Is this a prelude leading up to a more massive nationwide event? We're no longer laughing, and today we stand on alert. Is something going on? Some kind of dark master plan? I don't know. Do you? This is The Quest. I'm Roy Washington, and we got you locked in.
fresh off the bus from school, there's fear something's lurking behind Building D at Fleetwood Manor Apartments.
Two little boys went in the woods and came back. It was like, it's a clown. So everybody was like, no, it's not. You know, nobody not believing them. They went and got other kids and all of them come back. Then they come back crying. So we was like, all right, it must be something in the woods.
According to deputies, there have been several reports of suspicious characters dressed like clowns, white face paint and all, flashing green lasers and enticing kids with large amounts of money.
It scares me. It scares everybody because that's your child, that's your baby.
Kyra Glue showed us where those clowns were spotted.
This is the path.
She says kids come down here to play all the time.
Because there's a little lake down here.
But now she's having second thoughts about anyone going down there, especially after lights at the complex went out the other day.
So I started crying. I ain't even gonna lie. I was scared.
This all caught the attention of the sheriff's office. We captured one deputy on cell phone video patrolling the area. A scary thing for the parents, keeping an extra eye out on their kids, looking to have a good time at home.
The basketball court is there for them to play for. Nobody should have to stand over there and watch them because they're hearing something about a clown in the woods.
It's Roy Washington. Got you locked into the Quest. Sitting here with Tony Whaley, Senior, Lamar Robinson.
Senior.
We got Brother Moss in the house. And Maniac Tism. We're discussing this clown epidemic. August 29th of this year, South Carolina. It's kind of when it really started taking off. In South Carolina, clowns trying to get kids, lure them into the woods. And since then, it's been going crazy. Now it's reports in Germany of clowns attacking people with baseball bats, chainsaws. Is it a bigger picture? What's going on that has turned this friendly icon, American icon, into something now that kids are afraid of? So we're going to discuss that a little bit. I know Brother Robinson, he's works in the schools. Tell us what happened with the school situation, Brother Robinson.
Doing bus duty after school one day, little kid ran up to me and said, "Mr. Robinson, I just seen a clown." Well, at this time, I ain't know nothing about no clowns, you know. I'm like, I'm looking around. I ain't seen nobody, you know. But the kid was scared.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went home and watched the news that same evening, they had it on the news where people been dressed up as clowns and luring and scaring kids, peeking at people's windows, you know. So when I went back the next day, my supervisor showed up and told us be on the lookout for anybody around the schools dressed as a clown. He had told me they had the police stationed at a couple schools already due to people dressed up as clowns. But I had no idea that there had some idiots out there trying to scare people.
Right.
Hurt people.
It'll hurt people, yeah. So a report came out of Germany just a few days ago. This woman had a clown come out of the bushes on her and try to rev up a chainsaw. But I guess she was able to get away. And then we just seen that post on Facebook. The young lady was all slashed up, her face and her arm, from a clown. But you know, the police got him, you know, so they had a picture of him as well. So, I mean, you guys think this is supposed to be a purge thing going on. This is supposed to be leading up to a purge. That's a rumor. I don't know if that's true, but I think something going on. Could it be a terrorist thing? Who knows? Anybody got any idea?
I have no idea, but they're gonna look in the wrong window and come out with a bullet.
All I wanna say is they better not do it in Milwaukee, because they gonna
already doing it in Milwaukee, there's a problem.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Yeah, they ain't went to the right neighborhood. I'm gonna say that. That's real talk.
I seen a video where it's about four brothers beat up some, like, about three or four clowns. They beat them up in this parking structure. You know, I mean, stumped them. You know, so yeah, they're gonna run up on the right ones. But.
I feel sorry for Ronald McDonald.
I feel sorry for all the legitimate clowns out here that's really doing the right way.
Like you said, the legitimate clowns,
right,
that business and fell way off.
Right.
You know, back in the day, you hired a clown to come to the kid's birthday party.
Right.
Kids don't want to see no clown now.
No, not if they do that type of stuff.
That's about that blowing up balloon by itself. The kids ain't got nothing with
it. If they doing that type of stuff, you gonna make kids scared of clowns. Like,
yeah,
really?
Yeah. Right, because you know, somebody invite a clown to a party right now. Not only the kids gonna run the house, adults gonna run the house, the wife gonna run the house and cuss the husband out for hiring a clown. Because it's like, why would you do that? You probably just brought a killer to the house.
Right. It sounds funny, but
it's real. But it's real, yeah. They, you know, I don't know. People are losing it. But, you know, we're living in the last evil days, you know, and, you know, some of these things are bound to happen because, you know, if you look in the Word of God, especially in Revelation, you see all this kind of stuff being prophesied and talked about. And these are the times when evil is running rapid, you know, the love of many is waxed cold. So much is going on that it's like everybody is looking for how do we stop certain things, or let's pray for this, let's pray for that. Well, I'm going to be honest with you, some of the stuff that we want to pray for is pointless to pray for. God ain't changing his word for nobody. So if it's going to be wars and rumors of wars, it's going to be wars and rumors of wars. You keep praying for no more war and peace, but it's happening. You know, people not loving like they used to and killing, and you can't trust brothers against brothers, fathers against sons, mothers against daughters. It's crazy. But it's got to happen. Right now is the time for trying to get your life together, because this is signs of the end of days. Well, we living in those days, and you want to try to combat it in one way when you can't.
Right.
The only way to combat it is go to God. Right. Let him save you from it. Hmm. But see, because all these things that's got to happen, the word say because these things going to happen, he say, for the elect's sake, I shorten their days. You start seeing the most righteous people dying off early, you got to know it's about to get worse and worse. And it's not going to get better. But it's got to get worse before it even comes to the close. Because the devil is in a rampage right now. He know he done lost the war. He losing. So he trying to take everybody down with him. And you got idiots like that want to sit there and go down with
them? Right.
You're going to be able to save everybody. Because if it was positive, that's what God is. His will is that none should perish, but all be saved. But that's not going to happen. So sometimes you got to let go and get a grab hold for yourself and try to get saved who you can and those that won't. That's why they told his apostles, you know, you go into the house, you give them the word. If they don't accept it, wipe the dust off your feet. And don't even look back. It'd be worse for them than it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. You can't. All you can do is get a word. You can't make somebody perform it or live it. Some things are just gonna happen the way they're supposed to happen.
Remember that old Stephen King had that movie Hit? That was a clown.
Oh yeah, that's a clown. Yeah.
Then you know John Wayne Gacy. He was known as the killer clown. Yeah. Think they get ideas like this from? They
probably do.
Choices like that.
I know. I was scared of clown dog because of that poltergeist. The clown dog got out the chair, with the boy kept looking for the dog.
Oh yeah. So you're scared of what? You're scared of dog?
No kind of dog that looked like a clown. I wasn't playing. My brother had one of those ventriloquist dummies. I ain't gonna mess with them.
Oh no.
And my brother, he was scared to sit in the upstairs. He was scared to sit by the window because at night they had that tree out there. He remember one episode when the tree came in and grabbed somebody out the tree.
Was that poltergeist too?
I think that was a poltergeist too. So he wouldn't sit by the window. But he used to love that. He used to like to scare himself. Me, I ain't like scaring myself. Cool.
Yeah. That's where I watched him. He locked into the quest. Talking about the clown epidemic. Be careful. Be watchful, and if you see one, you know, just keep the eyes on them.
They're gonna leave those kids alone, but they're gonna really employ the rap to God with that.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
They'll be better for you. A millstone was tied about your neck and cast into the sea, then offend even the least of these, my little ones. They're gonna leave them alone.
This is a long list of states with reported sightings. It's a long list. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois. It goes on and on. including other states like Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, Nebraska, New Mexico, Oregon, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, Washington, Virginia, and even right here, Wisconsin. But a big list of states with these clown sightings. Here are top 5 arrests circulating around clown foolishness. September 21st, an 11-year-old girl in Georgia was arrested for bringing a knife to school. According to the International Business Times, she was trying to protect herself against the clowns because she heard stories about clowns jumping out of the woods and attacking people. According to Amarillo, a 21-year-old David Anthony Talbot Smith was arrested on October 5th. Talbot Smith was dressed in the clown garb at a local Walmart, following cars leaving the parking lot and pushing carts toward customers. He was arrested and booked into Randall County Jail. On October 6th, 3 men in West Texas was caught carrying a clown mask, plastic machete, and a bat. The men, 24-year-old Ariel Salgado, 20-year-old Cesar Ortega, and 18-year-old Aaron Velasquez, were just clowning around. Just clowning around in the woods, but could have been easily shot or attacked by scared residents. Because of the dark, there's no telling whether or not their weapons are fake or real. It's a fake axe, but in the dark, who knows? That could have been dangerous for them. In Vermont, a 15-year-old wearing a clown mask was arrested for banging on classroom windows. The article assured local residents there were no credible threats in the area. A 55-year-old man in Portland, Oregon was arrested for wearing a clown mask and boxing gloves and shadow boxing outside the windows of Floyd Light Middle School, according to KOIN 6. When the assistant principal went to speak to him, he was threatened with violence and charged at him.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Clown-related threats are just getting out of control.
Two students have been arrested since yesterday and several schools shut down.
We're following a number of threats made in Milford, Coleraine Township, and Redding, and we just learned 5 students are under investigation in connection to a threat at Sycamore Schools. 9 on Your Side's Roseanne Aragon has the warning from police to those thinking of pulling off the same dangerous prank.
It took police here less than 20 minutes to trace that account to this high school student, a student who's now facing school and criminal punishment.
There are no more jokes anymore, and he's going to face criminal consequences.
It's a harsh reality for a Milford High School student who police believe posted a threat to the school from a new clown account created on Twitter.
The exact tweet was, "Coming to MHS. Next, be ready."
It took mere minutes for police to find out who did it. Within 10, police were at the school arresting that student in his homeroom.
He, again, thought he was telling a joke. He gave a full confession.
And he's now facing one charge of making terrorizing threats, and that doesn't include his school punishment.
I can assure you that we will deal with this in a very serious manner that conveys to this student that this type of behavior will not be tolerated.
Police say this case was a copycat of dozens of creepy clown accounts and people making threats nationwide. Just this morning, a reported clown sent one Redding woman to the hospital.
A clown coming up behind me and grabbing me by my neck.
She told police the clown threatened to kill her and said that some students and teachers at Redding High School would wish they were never born. The Redding superintendent closed all schools this morning. Parent Steve Thomas didn't get the memo.
I mean, that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, I think of it. Kids need to be in school.
But schools say they can't take chances. Across the street, Mount Notre Dame closed today, too.
We also share a parking lot with Redding schools, and our students walk the same streets.
Police warn, while it may be a trend, the consequences are no laughing matter.
This high school student went from being a high school student to being an inmate at the juvenile detention facility.
Officials want to remind students tonight that pulling a prank like this will not only lead to jail time, it can also hurt their future. In Milford, I'm Roseanne Aragon, 9 on your side.
There's a crazy timeline of sightings and attacks. August 29th, residents in Greenville County, South Carolina, reported seeing a person dressed as a clown trying to lure children into the woods with money. September 14th, 3 children in Georgia claimed 2 men dressed as clowns chased them to their bus stop after 6 a.m. According to ABC7, deputies said the neighbor girl, Hannah Rice, saw the clowns following the boys out from between 2 mobile homes before the chase. September 15th, a 22-year-old woman, Michaela Smith, was arrested for making credible threats to students at Flomation High School through a social media account that was later identified as FLOMO, Clown, K-L-O-W-N with a K, and Shooter Clown. September 21st, a 12-year-old in Pennsylvania was chased through a local park by someone in a clown costume. September 24th, the Tennessee Highway Patrol issued a warning to parents to be on the lookout for anything out of the ordinary. They were asked to pay close attention to predators in clown garb. September 30th, 2 17-year-old teens were arrested for robbing fast food restaurants in Phoenix, Arizona in clown masks. October 3rd, schools in New Haven, Connecticut investigated threatening clown messages posted on social media. The account featured photos with captions that read, "Watch out!" and "Wait and see." October 9th, Gabriel Harding, 22 years old, of Liberty, Kansas, was caught at a Liberty Price Chopper in a clown mask. Harding is on an outstanding warrant after sometimes exiting his car and scaring people. October 10th, 1 14-year-old and 2 13-year-olds were arrested in New Mexico after someone called in a possible robbery. Police showed up to find 3 juveniles wearing clown masks and holding a gun near a Babies R Us store. On October 11th, a man in Indian Trail, North Carolina, was arrested at the Wilco convenience store after police found him wearing dark clothing and clown face paint. When authorities looked in his backpack, they found marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and a hatchet. Stay safe out there, you know. Be safe, be aware of your surroundings, and you know, just put your trust in the Lord, you know, and that He'll protect you, your family, your loved ones, you know, in the midst of all this evil, people going crazy out here, you know, find that safety and security, you know, in the hands of God. And I'd like to thank you for tuning in. This is Quest Radio. Roy Washington, on behalf of everyone at the round table. Thanks for listening. Much love. Be safe out there.